Hi, I'm Leanne Kim, and this is The Business of Thinking Big, the podcast where we talk all things business mindset, strategy, and hustle. So, if you're looking to grow your revenue, serve more dream clients, and create amazing new possibilities, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Stay tuned. Hey, friends, and welcome to another episode of The Business of Thinking Big. As always, I'm your host and business coach, Leanne Kim, and my guest today is someone that you are going to absolutely love. She always brings a smile to my face every time I see her. Please help me welcome Janet Castillo.
Woohoo!
Hi, Janet.
That's the intro. Hi, Leanne.
It's so nice to have you on The Business of Thinking Big. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
I'm so excited to have this conversation, but I'm even more excited to have you on the MamaCon stage in just a few short weeks.
I am so ecstatic about this. I am so excited to be in front of the community and to empower and uplift all the women during this amazing summit. Yes.
Oh, it's going to be so good. So let's start by you telling everyone a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Great. So I am a dance coach, and I help women to build confidence and feel joy so that they can then go on and live a creative and passionate life. I've been doing this for several years now, and it just brings me so much happiness to see women really transform through my art, which is dance, and being able to make it accessible to as many women as possible, and kind of breaking those walls down of the studio and kind of getting it out to as many people as I can, because I feel like we're all natural born dancers, but we kind of move out of that as we grow into a quote unquote adult.
Oh, so do. And it bugs me because I feel like so many of us could be living such a more joyful life. And so everything about you, everything you do, I think is amazing. And what I'm really the most impressed by is how in the last few months that we have been working together inside A Players, how you've been able to pivot and take what you used to do in person, take it online so you can help even more women all across the globe. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's been an incredible program working with you. I mean, I think, I'm such a creative, so I'm so into creating and getting things together and inspiring. But the idea of putting this strategy and an actual plan online, I was just so I know I want to do this. I have something to help. I just didn't know how. And so with that how and that model, the exact step-by-step process, I was able to execute. And I knew going in there, I'm doing this. We're getting this out right now. There's no waiting. We're going to get it out. It's not going to be perfect, but I'm going to take what I have and we're going to put this thing online. And oddly enough, I thought, with dance, I was figuring, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to do this online. I'm so used to being hands-on in the studio, music blasting, hair sweaty and everything, but oddly enough, I've been able to actually make it work. And I've been able to connect with my students a lot deeper online. And it's, you're thinking, well, how does that work? But it actually, my coaching is a lot deeper now, and I'm actually able to kind of hit the nuggets a little bit quicker because we're sort of in this environment where maybe they feel a little bit more vulnerable. Maybe they feel a little bit more I'm not necessarily right up against somebody. I'm in my comfortable space and I can, release my inner dancer. So, that's been interesting to kind of see that target market and know that is there and that may continue to be there as we obviously move out of, the COVID situation that we're in right now. So there's huge opportunities still in the online space as I will still be doing the live stuff, which will eventually be more a premium kind of service.
Yeah. Oh, there will be for sure. All the opportunity in the world for a woman like you. And in fact, I remember when you and I had our very first Zoom conversation, probably 6 or 7 months ago.
Yeah.
And I remember just seeing your face and your enthusiasm and then I went and saw you on Instagram and I was like, oh dear God, I have to work with this woman. I got to get my hands on this girl. Yeah. So Thank God it all worked out. And I'm so pleased to hear you launched your first online course and all the amazing things you're doing right now. But what I'd love is if you could share a little bit of the backstory too, because I mean, you had a pretty impressive career before you even got to this point. Tell everyone a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah. So I worked as a professional dancer and choreographer for several years, over a decade. And I lived in LA, I lived in New York, and I also lived in London, England for this, over this amount of time. And you know, it wasn't easy. But I'm a risk taker. I'm fearless. I, you know, go for my dreams and I go for my passion. So I did go out, and I, you know, after university, I was like, I don't want to, what am I supposed to do now? Work 9 to 5 in a cubicle. And I've always loved, I was like, I can't do that. But I always loved to dance. I knew that I always loved to dance, but I never really thought of it as a professional career. And just one thing started leading to another. I said, you know what? I think I should try my hands at going to maybe New York, and applying for the Broadway Dance Center. They had an internship program. So I applied to that. And once I got in, I was like, okay, we're going to Broadway. So I ended up staying there. I worked with some of the best, in the industry out there. And it was such a eye-opening experience for me, because I was that dancer, like 3 classes a day with my backpack, living across Central Park, just like living the dream, you know. And years in, I've started to work with some incredible artists. I got to work with Jennifer Lopez. I got to work with Christina Aguilera. I did the Latin Grammys. I was helping the artistic director, Lisette Bustamante, on that. I did So You Think You Can Dance. Yeah, it was a, wow. It was an incredible, incredible time. As I started kind of moving through the industry and growing up, and I was paying, you know, it was paycheck to paycheck, you know, no stability, living that like quote unquote struggling artist life, but, you know, but still living my passion. There was a moment in time when I was actually in London, England. I was with a friend, and I just started really wanting some stability. I just really wanted actually to get married. I wanted to have a family. And I just didn't know how it was going to happen with sort of this like life that was very not stable. So I was, you know, in and out of the relationship with my husband, and I ended up coming back to Toronto, and I was like, okay, I think I want to do this. I think I want to quote unquote settle down, you know? So I did it. I you know, luckily had a lot of work experience behind me. So I got a 9-to-5 job. I married my husband. We had a baby. I have a 4-year-old now. So we did it, you know, we did the family thing. And with that said, I put dance aside. I stepped out of the industry. I stopped dancing. It was just a choice. I was like, I really wanted to focus on my family and focus on work and kind of just take a step away from the industry. And I did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, years in working the 9-to-5, and I just started feeling uncreative, like unfulfilled, super tired. Not feeling like I was on purpose, like there was something missing in my life. And I was like, this is not it. Like, this is not, there's something happening. I mean, I loved, you know, being a mother, and I loved being a wife, and I loved all those things, but there, for me specifically, there was something still missing deep inside. And I knew deep down that it was dance. You know, I knew that it was, you know, I haven't been moving, you know, been, you know, just sort of grinding away at the work, and coming home and being tired, and like, just here's some food, you know, I gotta go and do my early traffic drive 3 hours to the, you know, in the next morning. So one day I sat back in the studio, and that day, I'll never remember the day. I'll always remember that day. It just, everything just came rushing back to me. I felt alive. I felt creative. I felt on purpose. I felt like I was like that girl in the New York dance studio again, just like, you know, killing it. And it was just in that moment, I knew, I was like, this is it. Like, this is something right here that I know if I can feel this, I need to pass this on. I need to pass this feeling on to more women that may feel stuck, that may feel uncreative, unfulfilled, not in their body and confident, you know? And so in that moment, I was like, I've got to do this. Like, I've got to take this feeling and I've got to share it, and I've got to find ways to share it. And so from then, I quit my job. I did the whole thing, you know, started my business and started just teaching and coaching and really just spreading this like work it lifestyle I have right now, which is to really own it, you know? And in a different way, because I'm not that quote unquote industry LA dancer anymore. I'm a mother now. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. Dance is in my life in a new way. I honor that. I celebrate where I'm at, and it will always be in my life right now. You know, we get so many, you know, dances for a certain age or at a certain time, you know, that's silly, you know, but it's like, I had to fight with that because I was like, well, dancing was in my past. Like, you know, I'm an adult now, you know? And so getting back into it, I was like, no, I'm going to fight those beliefs, limiting beliefs that I had. And I'm going to know that this is who I am. And if I'm feeling this way, I know that there's so many women that are also feeling, you know, disconnected from their bodies and disconnected to that thing. And so I'm not trying to necessarily create professional dancers per se. I am here to inspire people through movement to do what they love and to follow their passions.
Oh, and you just, you do such a good job at that. I don't know about you listening. I just got chills. Like, I think I just fell in love with you all over again, Jenna.
That's awesome.
You're such an incredible person. And there was a lot of your story I knew, but what really came up for me was the word, I wrote it down here as I was listening to you, the word tenacity. Like, you are just so damn tenacious, and you are so willing to go after your dreams no matter what it takes. And I know that served you in your dance career, but I can also see this is serving you so much in your entrepreneurial journey, because so many women want to be an entrepreneur, but they're not willing to do what it takes to get there. And I always say, like, listen, if you want the easy path, it's cubicle land. It's a day job. Go and get that. It's, if you want easy, entrepreneurship isn't it. And that's what I love about you. You're so willing to, and you're such a hard worker. It's so obvious to me. Even when you were launching your course for the first time, like, you just took all the steps and you just kept at it and kept at it until it was out there. And you didn't let the discomfort of, but I've never done this before, which so many people do, you know, it stops so many people. So that's what I really, really admire about you. And also, fun fact, I don't think I've ever told you this. I think you know that I like to dance, but you may not know that I once upon a time was a go-go dancer. In the
I will. Awesome. We got to pull out those archives.
Well, it was before the days of cell phones, so there is no video. Thank God.
True. Yeah.
Thank God.
That's true.
I still have a few pairs of my short shorts, let me just say.
Go-go boots and all too. Oh my gosh.
It was more like hip hop dancing at hip hop club. So I was never in a cage. I'll just say that. I was never wearing just a bra and underwear. It was not that. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. There's definitely different types of go-go dancers, and that's amazing.
This was like the late 90s, early 2000s. So it was like, it's a different life. So I want to get into talking about your mission, because what I think is so awesome about you, and I've seen this before, is that we go through a set of problems ourselves, and then when we make it through the other side, we're able to teach from that place. And the people that we're able to serve are the people that are exactly where we used to be. Case in point, like, how I've built my business is by helping the women who are exactly where I was a few years ago, because I am who they need to get there. And I think you're doing the same thing, it sounds like. You're really looking for those women who want to express themselves and want to feel amazing in their bodies and want to just let that creative energy flow, but they're blocking that somehow. So can we talk about that a little bit? And why do you think that happens as we age or as we become mothers? Why do you think we hold ourselves back?
I mean, I think a lot of it just has to do with other people's expectations of us. You know, I think that, family, media, society, they place so much expectations on us, not only as a woman, but as a mother, as a wife, you know, and that's the hardest part. It's all those external voices, you know, like constantly coming at us in terms of what we need to have, what we need to look like, what we need to do in order to be worthy, when the reality is, we need to really just start looking inside. And that's so hard, especially now in just this like hyper environment that we have where we're always on social, we're always connected. Mm-hmm. But we need that time to really connect to ourselves and really figure out what brings us joy, what brings us happiness, what do we want in our lives? How are we going to structure our lives so that every day we wake up, we wake up excited to do something that serves other people with our gifts, you know? And I think that's the hardest thing is really other people's expectations. And, you know, that was me, you know, when I was in my 9-to-5, well, I should be doing this. I'm, you know, 30 something and I'm, you know, I should be working my 9-to-5 stable and have a mortgage and, you know, all these things. And that's where I had to kind of fight with myself with that, because it's like, no, I can still dance and I can still be a mother and still a wife and do all these things. But, you know, that's a part of me that I don't want to let go of ever. And coming to that sort of commitment and that commitment to myself to say, this is the mission that I'm on. Nothing, you know, in the outside world can break me right now. I, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there are a lot of people that are going to say things about your work and all that. And it's like, you've got to just quiet those voices down and focus on the people you serve and focus on the people that, are into your stuff. Those are your people. Mm-hmm. So serve them and don't worry about everybody else. There's another leader for that, for those other people, you know, and where the world's too big to worry too much about one or two negative comments when you have like a whole group of people rooting you on that want to support you and want to buy your products and your services because of who you are. Yeah. So yeah, definitely just those outside voices. They're just huge. I think that's one of the biggest things.
Yeah. And the one thing I think is related to that we need to remember is those people may wish us well, those people that have opinions and ideas of what we quote unquote should be doing. Mm-hmm. But all of those thoughts and feelings they have about us, they're really about themselves, aren't they? Absolutely. Right? So if we take the woman who's not living her life to the fullest because she's afraid that she might disappoint her mom, well, her mom's opinions are really based on her mom's own shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so often we hold ourselves back because of the opinions and agendas of people that actually don't matter to us.
Correct.
Right? So the haters and the, you know, people that I used to work with in my old job way back when, like, why do we care? Because it, you know, we focus all our time and attention on the wrong things. I think you bring that up so beautifully. So yes, I would agree with you. I think I see this too. We're in the women that I coach, we're not fully stepping into who we want to be because of who we might upset or ruffle or disappoint on the process. And really that's holding us back from living our greatest lives.
Absolutely. And I will say even that when you're just talking about, you know, your mother, my mother was actually one of my biggest fears of getting over this, because her idea coming from like, you know, a Filipino background, it was education, you know, you do this, you do this, you do this. Dancing's fun. It's a hobby. As I started taking it seriously, she was kind of into it, but she was never like, oh, go be a professional dancer. You know, it was never like a thing, you know? And so when I had, you know, quit my job and, you know, said that these are the things I want to do, I already knew I was going to come up against someone saying, oh, what are you doing? Like, this is not, you know. So my reaction to that was, I know you may not agree with this, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. As long as you love me and I love you. This is, you know, this is, we're going to grow into this together. We're going to see it. But, you know, I think people are afraid of not being loved anymore, you know, at the end of the day, because they're like, well, if, you know, if they don't agree, they won't love me anymore. You know, I think that's what it comes down to. And it's like, as long as they love you, you can still disagree. You can still have people that may not agree with what you, how you want to live your life. But at the end of the day, as long as you're happy, and that's what matters most, because that will overflow and you'll grow into whatever, you know, whatever that grows into next in your relationship and life.
Yeah. I think that's so important, is that you, I love that you can still be loved and you can still love them. You just don't have to see eye to eye.
That's right.
And I should also say, when I was talking about my mother, that was an example. My mom is actually the most supportive person you will ever meet. I don't think she has any idea what I do.
that's the other thing. Online business, what?
I know. Well, I don't even talk about the online stuff.
Really?
I just say, she just knows that I'm a business coach and I coach women to achieve amazing things. But
right.
I remember I was out there a couple months ago for like a socially distanced visit. And she could tell that, you know, COVID was taking its toll on me. So I thought, I better share some good news. So I said, well, the good news is, you know, my business has grown by X percent despite this quote unquote global economic crisis. Mm-hmm. And she said, that's so great. I'm so proud of you. I'm always telling my friends all about you. So, I mean, like I say, I think it's great when you have that support, but I think you need to find what lights you up, as you say, regardless of what other people think. And quite often we think they want something different for us, but a lot of that is the stories we're telling ourselves, where a lot of it is magnified inside our own heads, and it's not actually what's real. It's not actually going on. We just are making it into this big thing. So I'd love to shift towards, you know, how can we change this? Mm-hmm. And I asked you to think about a few strategies that you could share, and maybe that you do share when you teach your amazing women, mm-hmm. how to feel more comfortable in our skin and how to really live that free and expressive best version of ourselves. Like, what are some of the things that you think could help us start to do this?
Yeah. I mean, number one is, I always say, do you, you know, embrace your uniqueness, embrace what makes you different. And you know what those things are, you know what your strengths are, you know what you're good at, you know, and that's both like internally and externally with your physical appearance, how you stand, how your hair is, how your chest is. Like, there's body parts that are like beautiful, you know, and then emphasizing those, you know, and really, like, you know, with me, like, there's certain things I know that look great on me. Like, even when I'm dressing up or wearing a hat or doing something, I'm like, this speaks to me. It feels good on my body because I can express who I am, and it emphasizes my strengths and my uniqueness, right? Mm-hmm. And so really understanding, like, what your strengths are and what your uniques are, and embracing those, like, really, really embracing them, because I think, you know, that takes a lot of work to do, because again, we're so saturated with, you need this in order to feel this, but it's so important to really, and I mean, those things are what people compliment about you, you know, like, if people say, like, oh my God, I love your hair, or that jacket looks great on you because of such and such, like, pay attention to those things and go, oh yeah, I never really thought about that. And we're so quick to kind of, like, you know, disregard it or not be thankful for the compliment. But really, a lot of those things are things that are really shining bright for you. So I think it's, I always say to my dancers, I'm like, don't try to look like me. You can be inspired by me, but I want you to do you in this movement. I want you to take it. And then I want you to put your own spin on it. If you're sassy, if you're sexy, if you want to be more chill and smooth, if you want to look like a fly girl, like, your choice. There's opportunities for them to kind of take what they have and then do them and not try to look like me. So that's number one.
I think I got to jam on this for a second. I love this so much. And I agree. I want to see more of us embracing our own strengths, even in the work that I do. I encourage women, you know, find what lights you up, find what you're better at than anything else, and do more of that, because you're going to build a happier business and a happier life, you know, because of that. So I love that you're also out there shouting this from the rooftops. And I think that the thing that stops us from doing this is exactly what you said. We're so busy focusing on what other people are doing. And maybe this comes up in your work. It definitely comes up in mine. It's the, just give me the blueprint. Like, I just want to know the exact steps to get there. And then I'll get there. But, like, and that's why we're looking at social media. That's why we're following influencers. We want to see how it's supposed to be done.
Right.
And really, there is no supposed to. Like, you and I both know. Like, look at the journey you've had and the business you've built. Mm-hmm. Would you be here today if somebody told you exactly what you need to do to be here?
No.
I mean, you kind of, we jokingly talked about this when we were talking about working with me, like, yes, I walked you through the steps, but you made it your own. Your course, your women, your experience that you're sharing with the world is different than everybody else I coach because you are who you are.
Yep.
So I think we really need to stop looking for the blueprint and start just feeling our way through it. And as you say, like, you do you, and the right people are going to love it and the wrong people are just going to fall away.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for sure. And I think that, you know, a lot of women, it's hard to do that work, quite frankly. It's deeper work to really look within and come up with the things that, you know, say, you know, I am this way, or I love this about me. There was actually one question in the workbook that I put out for my course. And it was, in about week five, where we started kind of like bringing our own personality into the movement. And I asked, what do you love about yourself and what is unique about you? And it was interesting because in the Facebook group, some of the women were saying, like, I'm actually having a lot of trouble with this one. I'm being challenged right now. And I think I know what I, you know, what makes me unique based on what other people. So it's interesting because you're thinking, well, don't you know, like, what your strengths are? And so that it's that work, right? It's that work to go, okay, shut everything off and take a moment to, you know, really give that self-love to yourself and figure out what are the things that make you so unique in this world.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important, Janet, that you are doing the work that you do, because you are giving them permission and space to actually look at themselves through those, you know, admiring eyes. So I am so grateful for this conversation right now, personally. So, okay. So that's one thing that we can start to do. What's another thing when we look at fixing this and getting back to who we really are?
So I think, for me, because I'm a dancer, body language, posture, right? Just being able to walk into a room with presence and with confidence. Now that comes with, you know, with our society, we're so disconnected these days. We're so disembodied. We're, you know, we're numb to these feelings because we're just like online scrolling. And like, I call it like, we're walking around with like just from the neck up, you know? Yeah. And so being able to tap back into our body, being able to, you know, when you're walking to a room, feeling your body and understanding, like, when you walk into a room, there's a certain stance and a certain way that you can approach people, you know? And so just with your posture, with like a chest open, shoulders down, heart open, I always say, you know, feet planted, grounded into the floor, you know, relaxed shoulders, and, you know, what are you doing with your eyes, and where's your gaze, where's your focus? So these are all the kind of things that I even teach just in my dance class before we even start, right? And throughout, it's shifty eyes, like, don't look down, we're looking up and out, right? Yeah. So these are things that I think when you see a confident woman or see somebody owning it, they're in their body, they're present, they are, they're giving off this energy. And I think that can take some work. That's kind of some of the stuff that I work on, even with my dance classes. Like, there's moments to be like groovy and fun, and there's moments where we're hitting power poses, and it's all about like just like living in that one moment. But I think body language and like your posture and how you carry your body and yourself is really important to feeling good and owning it.
You're so right. Actually, as you were talking, I was like sitting up straighter in my chair. And it's funny because as you're describing the, you know, feet firmly planted, shoulders back, like, this is exactly the kind of thing that when I coach people on public speaking, this is what I talk about. And what's the common thread? Confidence, because nobody wants to look not confident when they're delivering a keynote. And it's the same. It's learning to embody confidence rather than confidence being this thing that you think is sort of out there that you're working towards or hoping will kind of land in your lap. It's no, confidence is actually a specific set of skills that we cultivate through practice. And your teachings are helping these women. Like, I bet I would get so much value out of just coming to the first class as we, and just doing that, let alone, you know, doing all the dance stuff. Yeah. Like, I think that that is something, first of all, I think confidence is absolutely something we should be teaching our women, our young women. And I do with Julia in many ways. I know you probably do with your daughter as well.
Totally.
Eh?
Yep. Totally. Yeah. All day long. Affirmations. in the mirror.
Yeah.
Actually, I was a fun story. I was on a sales webinar last night and Julia heard me. She hadn't gone to sleep yet. And this morning she said, she was like, what does it mean when you said blah, blah, blah? And I said, you were listening? And she was like, yeah, I couldn't fall asleep. And then she said, I was awake until you started talking about that girl who was the dancer. And it was you.
Awesome.
Because I was using you as an example of someone who's achieved amazing results. And she heard it. So it was interesting about that. And I think what offers us female leaders an opportunity when we are mothers, whether we're talking about children who are boys or girls, is if they're seeing what you're doing and they're watching you in your element, mm-hmm. and they have questions, tell them why you do that. So I actually stopped and I said, well, that was a sales webinar. And the whole point was to get people to take the next step to working with me and yada, yada. Right. And so I was doing a lot of storytelling. I was sharing, you know, so I think what's important is, you know, letting our kids, I said this on the MamaCon stage last year, our kids need to see us shine. And when they have questions about us doing the work that we do, answer them. Don't sweep them under the rug. Don't go, oh yeah, that was just a thing I did. Like, she was right. genuinely interested in why I was saying what I was saying. And she had all kinds of questions. She was like, can you see them? And I'm like, no, not in this kind of a webinar, yeah. but they yeah. can see me. So, you know, like, I think in everything we do, we're also passing down that confidence too. So I love this. And I do think confidence is just like any other skill. It's something that we practice and gain over a period of time. It's not something that, well, very few of us were just born with. It's something that we cultivate.
Absolutely. And it, you know, it's just a repetition, right? It's just training the muscle, just like, you know, any other muscle. The brain is you're feeding your brain with all this information. And the more you do the positive affirmations and you think a certain way. And then not only that, the next step is actually getting up, right? And doing the action and doing the movement and doing the actual thing. So it's one thing to sit there all day and think all these great thoughts, but you need to get up and actually start moving them and start putting things into action. One thing I wanted to say also about what I find when I'm teaching, another big one is really helping the ladies to relax into their movement, because a lot of them are quote unquote perfectionists. So they want to get it right all the time, every single move right away. Step number one, you know, and it's like, take a minute. Like, we just started our coaching. So I'm always, you know, what I like to do in the beginning is always just do grooves, hip hop grooves, which is more just like relaxing into the body. Doesn't have to be precise and clean and hard hitting. We do that, you know, closer to the end of the program when we start hitting it like J-Lo, you know, but for the beginning, it is loose. It is, nothing's clean. You know, we're just kind of grooving through the movement and feeling the beat. And that's hard for a lot of women because they want to get things right and they want to know what the answer is and they want to know where the hand should be. And sometimes I'm like, just let your hand go where it needs to be, like follow the rhythm, feel the beat, you know? And so I had a lot of women that I've coached that are perfectionists, and you can tell on the dance floor because you'll see them wanting to try to get it right. And then there's that intensity of their face and trying to get it right. And it's, and I always have to remind them, we're in progress. It's not going to be perfect. We're going to be messy. It's going to be like this. And so just relax into it, you know, and I provide that energy and that open space for them to make mistakes and that it's okay. Like, I made millions of mistakes in order to get where I was, you know, otherwise, you know, I would have never made it by making all the mistakes that I've made to get to a point where I was able to work with all the artists and brands that I worked with. But it's just that idea of just like, keep going. Like, it's okay if you mess up, like it's just dance. Like,
yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good when you make mistakes. Actually, when I used to teach, English in Japan for a couple of years and my students kind of adopted a catchphrase. I didn't realize how much I used to say it, but, because of course in Japan, like, they're so obsessed with getting things perfectly, and language is something that is very intimidating to them, the English language. And it's the teaching methods are very old school there as well. Like, it's a lot of reading from a textbook, and you and I both know that's not how you learn things.
Yep.
And they, I guess I must've said this a lot, because they used to chant it back to me, you know, grinning ear to ear. They'd be like, Leanne Sensei, mistakes are good. Mistakes are good. Because I used to say that all the time. And it's true. It's that's how you know you're getting somewhere. But if you stop yourself before you start, it's funny, as you're speaking, I'm like, do we do the same thing? Because it's like you're describing my clients.
That's like, so funny.
And I think that's true of just women of this age. Like, the perfectionist tendencies are so real. But when we really think about it, they're there to keep us safe.
Right.
Because if we focus on perfection and let's not put something out there until it's perfect, well, guess what? We don't have to put it out there. We get exactly. to hide. And so what you're really doing is encouraging women to stop hiding, mm-hmm. to stop with the perfectionist BS and just start to feel it and live it and embody it. And I just think it's so amazing what you do. I think it's Thank you. Important. What I do for businesses, you're doing for women's bodies and their relationship mm-hmm. with their bodies, which is amazing. So is there any final thoughts you want to share on the topic before we sign off? Anything else that you feel we should be thinking about when it comes to this stuff? Cultivating content, confidence.
One thing I will say is to, on our journey, you know, as women, is to really just be present. And that's why I love dance so much, is because it brings me back to the present moment. We have so many things on our to-do list. We have so many things we have to do. We're looking forward. We're looking back. We've got fears from back there and worries about what's coming. And it's like with me, dance always brings me back to just the music, my body, the present moment, and the spirit, you know? And so that's what I love about it, is just being able to see. You know, I say dance is the quickest way to the truth, because you're there, you're kind of vulnerable, here it is, you know, and that's why so many people might be intimidated by it. But at the same time, it can be so fulfilling and rewarding if you actually let yourself go and be present, just be there and free, and wherever your foot goes, that's fine. And where this arm goes, that's fine, you know? And so that's what I love the most about it. And I think that if you can be in that present moment, be engaged and attentive to whatever is coming up, that is true confidence and being alive and feeling that joy. It's in those moments. It's in that magic that is so important. And so that's something I just want to say about it, because I think we don't live in the present much, you know? And I mean, other people have different methods, you know, there's meditation, there's yoga. For me, it's dance. Dance is my meditative state, you know, to get back into like the present moment. And so, everyone can, you know, find what works for them, but definitely, just staying with the moment and enjoying the moment. That's another thing, just having fun with it. I'm all about, like, yes, I come from a professional background. I'm high quality. I'm top notch. But like, we're not going to audition, like, to let you know, like, we're going to have some fun. And that's one of the most important things. Like, if you don't enjoy it now, you won't enjoy it down the road when you make it. You'll be like, okay, well, now I'm tired. Mm-hmm. You want to have fun as you move through it, right? Dance through life, as I say, you know, mm-hmm. because this is where the magic is. It's in the blossoming. It's in the process. And like, as Brené Brown says, in the arena. For me, it's in the studio, you know? So yeah, those are my final words on that.
I love it. And it's very, very close to something I always say, which is you got to bake the fun in from day one.
Yeah.
We don't get to this destination called success and go, okay, now I'm here. Now I can have the fun, right?
Yep.
In fact, just before we started recording this episode, I called you on that because you had achieved some major milestones. And I was like, why haven't we celebrated that yet?
I know. It's so true. We need to celebrate more for sure. Yeah. I tell the girls too, after the course, I was like, hey, you need to celebrate. You need to find a way to celebrate this milestone, whatever it is, even if it's small, because we're so used to just rushing to the next thing, right? Mm-hmm. So
absolutely. Yeah. Amen, sister. So,
amen.
Okay. Now you got to tell everyone, where can they find out more about you?
So Instagram, I'm at WorkItJanet, and that is the same for like all my channels. My YouTube channel and Twitter is just at WorkItJanet. My site is janetco.live, LIVE.
Perfect. And I believe that every now and then you offer a free dance class. So if women want to come in and learn how to embody their amazingness, they can just go to either your Instagram or your website, and the info will be there, right?
That's it. Yep, exactly. And my Instagram, it's usually I have a link in my bio, which will lead everyone to any of the free classes that I'm holding or any of the programs that I'm launching. But yeah, my Work at Janet Instagram is the best place to find all of that information.
Amazing. Woo! Janet, well, you've inspired me to get off my butt and come to one of your classes.
Yes.
Because I do love dance and I absolutely miss it. So I will be there.
Keep an eye out for me. All right. Are you going to bring your go-go dancing outfit? That'd be awesome.
I'll wear a little something special for you.
Okay.
Maybe a little sequin, something.
A little sequin would be great.
And of course, if people want to see you on our stage, they can come to MamaCon, which is our virtual conference for mama entrepreneurs or mamas who are thinking of starting a business. And it's on Friday, October 23rd. We will absolutely include the link to our ticket page in the show notes as well. And Janet, thank you so much for being you. You are one of my favorite people ever. And I feel like it's been such a blessing and an honor to have the opportunity to be even a small part of your incredible journey. So thank you.
Oh my goodness. I just want to thank you. We'll end off with me thanking you for you coming into my life and switching it around and making me believe that this is the path. You know, since doing Launch Rookies and A Players, I've just seen a big shift in my business and momentum is just moving quickly. So we will forever be in each other's lives.
I was just going to say, lady, this is only the beginning. It's only going to get better from here.
No, that's what it's amazing.
Thanks again, Janet.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, are you ready to have an incredible day with me and some of my awesome mamapreneur friends? If so, I invite you to join me at MamaCon, our annual conference for mama entrepreneurs. This year's theme is bringing joy back to your business, and I am so thrilled to be joined on the virtual stage with some of the most incredible female entrepreneur speakers of all time. I'm really excited that this year, Amy Porterfield will be joining us alongside Tasha Cochran, Janet Castillo, and myself, and so many other amazing mamapreneurs. It's going to be a phenomenal day. It's on Friday, October 23rd, and it's virtual. So no matter where you are in the world, you can join us. To find out all the details and purchase your ticket, head on over to mamasandco.com/MamaCon. That's mamasandco.com/MamaCon. And we can't wait to see you there.